Hello, welcome to the Tuesday, March 10th, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I am recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, it's Patch Tuesday today, so remember around 1 or 2 p.m. Eastern, Microsoft will release its patches for the month. But well, let's first talk a little bit about Apple, and it's not the new watch, but instead some security fixes that were released today in part as part of iOS 8.2. But we also got security updates for Apple TV and OS 10. The one probably that sticks out the most here is that these security patches will address the freak vulnerability in SSL. So with that, some of these old export ciphers will be disabled on clients running on this operating system. Another interesting one I found is the iCloud keychain apparently did allow arbitrary code execution due to buffer overflows that existed during iCloud keychain recovery. Interesting bug, haven't seen any details about it, but that's certainly one that you probably do want to fix. Now, other than that, just some of the usual denial of service conditions and such. Didn't really see anything else that really stuck out from the patches that were delivered by Apple today. And Google published a proof of concept privilege escalation exploit that actually takes advantage of a rather obscure and interesting problem with modern RAM. Turns out that if you flip bits in a row of RAM repeatedly, you actually can cause bits in the next row of this RAM, so the next physical row to flip as well. So what this actually now means is that one process can overwrite data in another process. Of course, you may not necessarily know exactly how the memory is exactly laid out, and there are some probabilities here. It may or may not work, but what Google did here is to create a pretty repeatable exploit for this problem running on Linux with x86-68 architecture. I don't think there's anything that makes that really limited to Linux. I think they just picked Linux because it turns out to be a little bit easier to exploit using the Linux architecture, but theoretically the problem could be exploited in Windows as well. Google tested 29 different laptops, 16 of which were vulnerable to this particular attack. DDR3 DRAM is in particular vulnerable to this problem. Now, Google did not publish, at least up to this point, which models were vulnerable. Google also outlined some protection mechanisms that could be implemented, for example, via BIOS updates. So this is something that can be potentially fixed with firmware, with software. Doesn't necessarily require you to apply a hardware fix in order to prevent this problem from happening. Now, how serious is the problem? Well, it's certainly a serious problem, but it's just a privilege escalation issue. In order to exploit Rowhammer, the attacker already has to have user access to the system in order to run this malicious software. I highly doubt this will be something that can be exploited via JavaScript, for example, by loading a malicious web page. But then again, maybe Google will surprise us by publishing an exploit in JavaScript in a couple of weeks. Now, and Seagate now confirmed that there is a problem with their business storage NAS devices. We talked about this problem before, and it is actively being exploited. You will have to wait for a while for an official patch from Seagate. I guess they're working on it. However, on the website, they now offer some advice as to how to mitigate the vulnerability by disabling universal plug-and-play forwarding, or if you already enabled it, disable manual port forwarding that you have set up. So if you have one of those devices, take a look and make sure you follow their advice as to disabling these features. Well, this is it for today. So thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow.